Funny enough, fasting is like the lazy man's way to be really healthy because the body already knows what to do. So just simply not eating. Yes, it sucks, but it sucks for a shorter period of time than trying to do the traditional methods, which is go to the gym all the time, always be eating perfect all the time. And it's very tough. You got to be insanely disciplined to do that. And he was like, funny enough, makes sense. Just like don't eat for a little while. And I was like, oh, that's right. My body's a pretty sweet piece of tech and knows how to heal itself.
Finally, after 5 years of product failures, my 35th offer actually worked. And my next 55 products generated over $11 million in sales in just 4 years. But after seeing the flaws in my baby business, I decided to shut it all down and restart from scratch as entrepreneurs do. Follow me and the other capitalist pig-loving entrepreneurs as I continue my journey to $100 million in sales. I'm your host, Steve J. Larson, and welcome to Season 2 of Sales Funnel Radio.
Welcome to an absolutely epic, amazing other adjectives of Sales Funnel Radio. Woo! forgot a verb. I am very, very excited for this episode only because, so I made a post a little while ago saying like, hey, excited, guess what? Just did a 5-day water fast and, you know, obviously dropped a colossal amount of weight and wow, I feel really amazing though. That post exploded. And then since then I started getting into other forms of fasting and, anyway, so this episode, what I want to do is I want to walk through. I had so many questions back. I was like, you know what? Let me just do an episode here because I'm saying the same things over and over again. So here it is. This is probably one of the coolest things I've done to hijack or hack, I guess, health in general and weight loss in general. Yeah, it's pretty easy when you're sitting next to a desk all the time to gain a little weight. And I did, you know, over the last 4 years. Actually, I was a triathlete. I was 165 pounds for a long time. And you know, I'm a little tall. I'm 6 foot and 165. I was a bean pole, total bean pole when I was, a triathlete and I missed that. Not the bean pole part. I don't want to get back to that far. That's too far. But what's cool is like, you know, it taught me what's possible and what's available. So anyway, sitting at a desk, I gained some weight. I got up to 207. Not good. That's tubby, baby. Not good. So I went from 207 to 190 doing what I'm about to share with you. And then there's one other thing I did, and I just weighed myself 2 days ago. I'm 183. I mean, I've dropped like, that's over 20 pounds. I mean, so it works. And it's April as I record this. And I was 207 in January. So I mean, this is like super fast. And it's fasting, man. Now, we really started taking this seriously, Marley and I, is when we, you know, found out that she got diagnosed with a little cancer, you know. And so we've changed a ton of stuff. We changed our food, obviously, our laundry detergent, our water. Our water is, Boise is terrible. You'd not think it's bad. It's pretty bad with all the mountains around, but it's loaded because of all the farmland around. We're just drinking arsenic over here. It's ridiculous. So changing our water, right? We changed a ton of stuff. We learned that one of the best ways, and please, here's my caveat. I'm not a medical person. I'm not your medical person, and I'm not at all giving you medical advice. I'm just telling you what we've done. So this is lifestyle stuff is what I'm talking about. That's it. So we also learned that saunas are one of the greatest ways to reduce toxins from the body, which has been amazing. We've been working with an incredible good friend of ours, Kelly Shockley, who has been doing blood tests to find the specific amounts of whatever we're deficient in or this or that or whatever. And yeah, so it's been really, really cool. I honestly feel better than I have in a long time. And I didn't know I felt bad. I think that's the thing that's been so surprising. You don't realize how much a little extra weight wears on your energy. Whew, but a ton. So it's awesome. Really good. So one of the ways, again, we obviously are removing a lot of toxins in our environment, saunas, stuff like that. But the other was fasting. And this really blew my mind. Thank you, Alex Becker. I think you're the man, by the way, if you ever listen to this. Alex Becker made this post a little while ago, and he was like, you know what's interesting is we are the only mammal that tries to eat every meal. And he gave a really good point. And he goes like, every other mammal on this planet doesn't know when they're going to eat next. It might be 2 or 3 days. And I think about some animal on the African safari, all right? And they might be only eating a couple days, but they're mammals, and the body stores fat quickly. Well, no wonder people gain weight so easy, right? I'm going to talk about something that's not funnels here, all right? So, because a lot of people ask me this. So here we go. It's like, how did I drop weight that quickly? How did I do it? Fasting. And one of the points was that our bodies are actually designed to not eat every meal. We don't need to do that. And so I was like, well, that's a really good point. And that's when I was like, I want to try one of these big fasts. And it was at that time when we were going through, I'm talking to a lot of people here. Chris Wark, you're a man. You're the man too. You're awesome. Chris Wark has a really good book called Chris Beat Cancer, and Chris Beat Cancer. Right? He talks about the power of a 5-day water fast as being one of the most amazing things you can do to, you know, kick up your body's defenses, eat away anything that's bad. Like your body knows how to eat tumors or whatever. It was really interesting because we started learning more and more that, basically, and again, this is, I'm not your medical person. This is all hearsay, all right? But this is just what I learned. Basically, like, I'll just use my own self as an example so no one freaks out. Basically, like, I have cancer all the time too, even though I'm not diagnosed with it. All our bodies do. And you, quote unquote, get cancer when you stop being able to, you're so toxic that your body can't eat it away anymore. All right, now, is that encompassing of every single medical thing that's out there? No, right? There's so many scenarios I know. Please don't message me telling me that I said something wrong, all right? I'm talking 30,000th of you, high level. I know there's a billion scenarios inside every single life. But what we've learned is really interesting. Is like, look, I got cancer all the time. We all do. And like your body eats it. But if you are eating all the time, your body doesn't have time to eat it. And so you're not starving yourself, you're healing. And meaning that's what I realized saying to myself. I was like, oh my gosh, I'm not starving myself when I fast. I'm healing. I'm actually giving my body the time it needs to eat away the crap because it knows how to do that already, right? It don't have to go through some of the things that might be a little more common to. I love it. Anyway, Alex Becker, going back to Alex Becker's post, Alex Becker made this really good point that like, funny enough, fasting is like the lazy man's way to be really healthy because the body already knows what to do. So just simply not eating. Yes, it sucks, but it sucks for a shorter period of time than trying to do the traditional methods, which is go to the gym all the time, always be eating perfect all the time, always be right. And it's very tough. You got to be insanely disciplined to do that. And he was like, funny enough, makes sense. Just like don't eat for a little while. And I was like, oh, that's right. My body's a pretty sweet piece of tech. And knows how to heal itself. And so I was like, I never realized that just not eating food, just having water and there's a ton of research behind this. I'm not telling you something that is like, you know, deep secret magic, woo woo backwoods. You know, someone said this to that. Like fasting is ridiculously researched, right? It is so beneficial for the human body to stop eating, you know, and start a controlled, planned fast, where the intention is cleansing. And so this has been really powerful. And I now have done a 5-day water fast. And people always ask, like, what do you have with it? Water. Just water. Only water. No juice. No power drinks. No calories. No, nothing. Just literally water. Water. Your diet plan has never been so easy. If meal prepping has ever been challenging for you like it has been for me, I just solved it for you. Water. There, you did it. All right. Now, I will say that the first time I did the 5-day water fast, I really didn't have much extra salt. And I have to tell you, that I think that was a mistake. By the end of day 5, I like had a harder time like opening my hands, you know, and it's because of how much your body needs salt. You don't realize how much salt you pee out. And so when you're just drinking water, you pee out a lot of salt and your body you have to have electrolytes, right? I can't not have salt in my body. You have to have, so you gotta have salt. And so now I have this thing called, it's a whole category of salts called fasting salts, and it's meant for long-term fasting. It's not calories or anything. It's literally just some minerals to keep your muscles functioning. It doesn't kick you out of the fast. It's not carbs. It's not glucose, not sugar. It's just salt to make your muscles fire, right? And your organs continue to function. Because that was a challenging aspect when I was doing the water fast was, you know, day 3 is the worst. Yeah, day 3 is the worst. If you can get past day 3, like you can go to day 10. It's really interesting. And I'm not the only person who says that. There's a lot of people who've gone through that experience, especially if you get past like day 3. So I'll just tell you, actually, let me just keep going through this. All right. So what happens is, and I'm not your guru on this. I am not. I'm literally doing this episode because I had a ridiculous amount of questions back. And I was like, poof, okay, so here we go. So that's the only reason. So the whole thing about the whole idea that we are the only mammal that eats every meal, simply not eating at every meal, let your body kick into its auto, hey, some bad tissue's growing over here and I'm getting hungry. Why don't I just eat that? And that's exactly what happens. And it's called autophagy. I think I'm saying that correctly. Autophagy. It kicks in right around 36 to 48 hours usually, or really day 2 to 3, right in that range. It's when the body's burned off the major, you know, the carb sources in the blood. You've burned off the initial keto sources, and then you start kind of getting into like this, it's weird. It's so cool though. I got to admit, I freaking felt it. I felt my body click into autophagy and start to eat itself. And I was like, huh, I thought I was a super healthy dude. Wait a second. Like, I need to start looking at this stuff, you know, and it really opened my eyes. So, there's a really cool app you can follow for all this stuff too, by the way, called Zero, just like the number Z-E-R-O, Zero. They got a free version, a paid version, but what's cool about... Hey, I hope you're enjoying the episode. Let me interrupt for just 1 minute here. One time I was speaking on the stage at this event, this guy picked up a microphone and he said, Steve, when do Facebook ads begin paying off? And I remember looking confused and just asking back, like, what do you mean? He repeated the question and said, well, we've been spending a lot of money on Facebook ads for a long time now, and we're just wondering when this begins to all pay off, when we actually start making money from the ad. I said, wait, Facebook ads are not an investment. They don't pay off someday. This is direct response marketing. So if we don't get a payoff within the first few days, we turn off the ads. How much money have you spent? I will never forget the look at this guy's face as he realized he had the completely wrong mindset about ads. And he said, we've spent over $250,000 without any return on ads at all. My stomach fell out of my body. Look, this is direct response marketing, meaning we measure the direct response of our marketing. That's why ads are the holy grail of marketing. They're not an investment that pays off someday, sorry colleges, because every dollar spent on ads should return with another dollar very soon. That's what my good friend John Parks and I are doing, the Chief Ads Officer Workshop on May 15th through the 17th. John has spent over $150 million in Facebook ads profitably and manages the ads accounts for some of the biggest names out there. John is going to take 50 business owners through his unique Facebook ads process while you follow along. At the end, you're going to have your own account running. I simply asked John to show us what's working best today in the ads world right now. John told me that one of the hardest parts of running ads today is finding the right person to do it. Traditional org charts don't really have a spot for the ad buyer, so this workshop will help you install a new role, whether in-house or if you go hire, the new role of Chief Ads Officer inside your business. This workshop is both for those who want to learn ads themselves or for those who want to learn to communicate with their media buyer better. The workshop is only happening one time in person in my event studio in Boise, Idaho, May 15th through the 17th, and all the details are at chiefadsofficer.com. Go to chiefadsofficer.com right now to save your seat and get more details. We can't wait to see you there. Let's get back to the episode. How does it can sync with like Apple Watch or, you know, your other health apps and stuff? Because it can help you see like, hey, it'll send you a notification. Hey, by the way, you're on day one of your 5-day water fast. And just so you know, probably in the next few hours here, you're going to leave this part and go into this part. So you might feel this going on and the hunger pains might intensify for just a little bit, but don't worry. You get to this point, the hunger pains will go away. And it's really cool because it gives all these really cool guides and educates you as it's going through and shows you like when you're going through ketosis, when you start going through deep ketosis, when you actually go through the autophagy phase, when all like the cell cleansing phase begins. And it's really interesting. I never in my life have I gone without food for that long and to feel not only that I could, and what it's like. And wow, I actually could go further. It was just cool. It brought so many things mentally, so many things physically, so many things in terms of my own confidence and self-discipline, just to show myself that I could go for 5 days without food. That was cool. And I was like, man, anyway, just powerful. So after that 5-day water fast, I went from 207 pounds to 100 and actually, I think I dropped 15 pounds and gained back 8. So I think I was at 200. And then what I did is I went through for a month. I just didn't eat Monday through Wednesday. Sometimes I stopped in the middle of Wednesday if like I was filming or like I just knew that something really creatively heavy was going to happen. But I did at least a 48 to 72 hour fast every week, Monday through Wednesday, in that time frame right there. And so for a whole month, I just did that. And I went from 200 to 190. And then I went and did some other like cool just wellness retreats and just have been eating better. And now I'm 183. And that was only like a month ago that I was at 190. So it's just, it's interesting because I always thought it was like, well, you got to lose a pound a week. Well, it's got to be maybe 2 pounds if you're aggressive. It's like, well, yeah, if you're like, your only mechanism for calorie burning is to build it all out in the gym. Your body has like, have you ever run a 5K? I ran 5Ks a lot. You ever run a 5K and then get depressed at how many calories you didn't burn? You ever notice that about certain types of cardio? I'm not saying don't do cardio. I'm saying like, if the purpose is calorie burn, you don't burn that many calories when you're on a run. It's actually easier just to not eat because my body needs 2,200 calories a day just to maintain. So I would have to run like, what is that? 5 5Ks a day to burn that many calories or something like that. Like, you see what I'm saying? It might be 6 even though I'm 7 actually. Now that I'm doing the math more, man. But it's like, because you only burn like, 300 to 450 calories. That's what I was every time I did like a 5K. So I was like, that's a lot of 5Ks. That's 3 to 3.12 miles, baby. Like that's a long way. So just think about the caloric, how much energy you really do need and comparing that. So that's what made me go like, hey, I'm interested. That's cool. I'm really interested. Let me go figure that out because there's something to that. And the whole notion that, you're not, I'm really, and again, I'm talking about me. This is not health advice. I'm talking about lifestyle stuff. That's what I have to tell you also. but it's true. But it was interesting for me just to recognize and realize like, oh my gosh, it is literally going to be better for me to just fast for a long period of time, both because of the weight loss aspect, but more so because of what my body will eat when it's hungry. It's not going to eat the strongest cells first. It's not like, oh, you're hungry? Let me eat your heart. It goes and it eats. All right, my body will go and my body will eat the things that are dangerous first and the stuff that can be broken down and used other places. And so, I'm telling you like real fact here. This is not something I'm just pulling out of nowhere, right? Your body will eat the negative junk, detoxing that as fuel first before it ever. So a lot of times, my big fear was that, hey, if I go and fast, am I going to lose a whole bunch of muscle mass? And I did a lot of research and found out that can happen, but a lot of times it doesn't. Most of the time it doesn't. But again, this is just me learning from me. I feel like I have to keep caveating that. But anyway, so I do this episode to just give some resources with it and give some thought patterns with it. It is insanely beneficial. It's cool to prove to yourself also you can just do it. It's easier to do it with somebody. I was really grateful to do the 5-day water fast with Marley at the same time because it gets hard. I'm not gonna lie. Day one is tough just because you're like, ooh, I'm a little hungry. But I my guess is, you probably know what it's like to skip a meal or two and have been really hungry before. So that's not new territory. What's new territory is when you get to day two. Day two, funny enough, I found day two is actually not the most intense day. The most intense day is the transition from day two to day three. And just like day three itself, that 24-hour chunk right there, you gotta want it. You know what I mean? But that's what your body is realizing. Oh my gosh, I've burned all the carbs in the blood. Oh my gosh, I've burned all the fats in the blood, not in the whole body, but in the blood, right? In ketosis, not necessarily deep ketosis, just ketosis. And then like, oh my gosh, and then your body's like, wait, I'm not getting any of food. I've got, like for me, right, I got 2,200 calories per day caloric needs. Like, where am I going to get these? Oh, wait a second. There's a whole bunch of tissue with some stored stuff in there. Hey, where's the crap that isn't actually healthy for us, right? And eats that first. And so the longer you can stay in it, the better. And what was fascinating to me, so day three was the worst one. And then day five was pretty tough. But I actually think it was more so because I knew I would eat at the end of the day. And so just like the anticipation of that after 5 days of no food, right? That was just like, but funny enough, I've heard from a lot of people who've done way more than 5 days that when you get day three is the hardest. And then the day that really means you could go to 10 is number five. So it's like 1, 3, 5, 2, and 4 for some reason. And almost everyone I talk to who's done this as well has a similar experience. So that's what it seems like. So anyway, those long-term fasts, that long-term water fast, that is super, super good. I am glad that I found fasting salts. Again, I'm not giving advice, just telling you what I did. I'm glad that I found fasting salts. I probably will never do it again without fasting salts. It's a little bit not smart to go that long without electrolytes also. I mean, I could barely open my hands by the end of day five. You need a ridiculous amount of electrolytes, or I do. You see what I did there? in order to function, because I've just noticed that pretty much every body has needed that. Anyway, that's how you get around all the health claims, right? Anyway, the long-term water fast, though. Water fasting is amazing, and it has become one of the go-to toolkits for after holidays. All right, so like when I realized how powerful it is, I was like, oh man. So I remember after Christmas, it's April as I record this. But after Christmas, this last Christmas, I was like, oh, like I ate some junk. 2-day water fast, boom, cleared it up, right back to where I was. Does that make sense? And not just fat-wise, not just carbs-wise, but like eating stuff that is not, that is malicious in nature, that is like growing and festering in the body. And I don't have to know how to do it. I don't have to go like work out, right? Like I worked out this morning, a simple program that I follow there, but I don't have to work out my way in the gym towards that. Just standard, am I actually physically okay? Is there anything growing in my body that I'm concerned about? Instead, right, I still do blood panels. I still get stuff tested. I still go do those things. And in fact, I have one this Friday, a couple days from now. And it's time of me recording this. And it shows me what I'm deficient in. Show me what organs are suffering and need a little pep talk, you know? It'll show me where the concern areas are. But funny enough, one of the correcting tools in the toolkit has been fasting. And I got another buddy who's done a lot of like super long-term fasting, like 14-day, 30-day, you know, really, really aggressive long-term, right? And most people don't, you know, that's pretty intense and a special situation. But, you know, he'll even eat ice cream in between and then just go straight back into another 15-day. It's such an interesting way to course correct after eating too much junk food, after, like I said, the holidays, after, you know what, I just don't feel good. My body needs time to repair itself. I got to give it the space to do that by not putting something in my system. And so that's been one of my tricks. So a lot of people have asked, so I thought I'd make an episode on it. So that's it. Again, I would get the app Zero. That's the app I've been using anyway. It's a great app. I do the paid version, but the free version is amazing also. There's a little more education with the paid version, so I got the paid one. Not being sponsored to say that, just a really good app. And super long, hardcore, like aggressive water fast like that. Those have been really good for massive course correcting. But I find only having to do one or two of the longer term ones have been necessary for me. And then just like shorter, but consistent ones for my goals, I found was good enough. You know, just a month of every Monday through Wednesday, every week. Just, you know, just don't eat. You don't need as many electrolytes when you do those little 3-day ones, but I still drink them now though. That's what I found anyway. Alrighty. Cool. Well, this is a little bit more of the stuff I want to put in Medical Underground Railroad, which will be my charity. We're still figuring out more of the details of that, but we're actively working on it, trying to figure out what it is. So you guys are amazing. Hopefully you guys was helpful to you as an episode. If you could, whether you're listening in either Spotify or iTunes, if you could leave a review, it helps the show tremendously. I just found out that we had actually never claimed the show in Spotify. That was on me. And so there's no reviews on Sales Funnel Radio and Spotify. But if you're interested, if not, that's totally cool too. And just thanks for listening. Appreciate you guys trusting me with your ear for a little while. Thanks, guys. We'll see you next one. Bye. Hey, thanks for listening. Be sure to download all 300 episodes from season one, which documented my journey from literally zero to my first 5 million. To easily download season one, just go to salesfunnelradio.com and enter your email. It'll actually pop up in the email that you put in there. You can also see a link to interview me or work with me or even record your own questions for the show. Again, just go to salesfunnelradio.com, subscribe to the newsletter, and then the download link for season one, it actually comes as an audiobook, will be in your email for free.